Good morning. Oh, for goodness sake. It's Easter Sunday morning. Good morning. That was a little bit better. Happy Easter to you all. Let me add my welcome to Paul's. It is a delight that you are with us this morning to celebrate or explore the message of Easter, that Jesus didn't stay dead. He came back to life and is really, truly 100% alive. I'm also delighted that the children are with us for the entirety of the service. Some of you have been helping out in the service and will be helping out, and we are incredibly grateful to you all. I may or may not have brought a silly amount of mini eggs, and so I would like you to come and find me after the service, but I would appreciate you paying attention just for the next 10 minutes. I've said I'm delighted twice already, but I'm going to do it one more time. I'm delighted because I have the privilege of sharing with you all the amazing story of what happened that first Easter morning some 2,000 years ago and how it is the best news ever. And the reason is that on that day, the impossible happened. Now, there are lots of things that are impossible. For example, can any of you lick your elbow? Oh, Catherine's trying. Well done. Anyone? I've been told that this is apparently impossible. I bet you somebody here can probably do it. Now, I'm certain that this one is actually impossible. Apparently, it's impossible to tickle yourself. No, don't try and tickle the person next to you. That would not be appropriate just now. Apparently, it's impossible to tickle yourself. What about grabbing? I challenge you to grab the Bible or the order of service in front of you, to hold it out, close your eyes properly, and read what's in front of you. Impossible. I challenge you, how about on this, to fly. To maybe fly as high as to be able to touch the ceiling and come down and high-five me, no? Impossible also. Good try. Well done. There are lots of things that are impossible, like teaching a goldfish to play the clarinet or getting a wireless printer to work. But what do I mean when I say that 2,000 years ago, the impossible happened? Well, on the Friday before Easter, and we were thinking about this just a couple of days ago in here, we know that Jesus really died on the cross and that his body was really put in a tomb with a huge stone covering the entrance to the tomb. However, Ewan and Catherine and Emma read for us from the Gospel of John an eyewitness account of the life of Jesus. That means it was written by people who were there with Jesus and saw everything. And we heard that on Easter Sunday, the stone had been moved, the tomb was empty, and that Jesus was seen alive. You know, lots of people don't think that any of that is true. They say that back in Jesus' day, people would believe almost anything. But I don't think that's very fair or true. They knew what we know. They knew it was impossible for someone to die and then come back to life. But on Easter Sunday, the impossible happened. Jesus' friends were sure that he died, but then they saw the empty tomb and met Jesus. They literally saw him, and that is what changed their minds. What did they see? How can we know that Jesus really rose from the dead? Why don't we start with John? In our reading, we had a couple of characters. So why don't we start with John? If we could ask him right now, John, what did you see? I suspect he'd say something like, well, Mary came to me and Peter crying, and she told us that Jesus' tomb was empty. We had to check, so we ran as fast as we could to see for ourselves. I'm a little faster than Peter, so I got there first, and I poked my head in, and I couldn't see Jesus anywhere. Peter eventually caught up, and we both went inside the tomb, and all that was there were the cloths used to wrap Jesus's body, neatly folded in a corner. I knew then that the impossible must have happened. I don't know about you, but I love the details in the accounts that we've got in front of us. It's clearly been written by someone who was really there. And verse 8 tells us that John saw and believed. John saw that Jesus wasn't there. He saw the evidence and came to the only possible conclusion. The impossible happened. I mean, it's not like the disciples would have taken the body. It was guarded by Roman soldiers, and the Romans weren't going to take the body. That doesn't make any sense. John saw and believed that the impossible had happened. But what about Mary? Mary, what did you see that day? And honestly, I was so sad. I couldn't stop crying, and it took me a while to pluck up the courage to look inside the tomb myself. But then the most incredible thing happened. A man approached me and asked me, why are you crying? Who are you looking for? I could sense he was probably a bit annoyed, and in my confusion, I thought he must have been the gardener. But then he said my name. He said, Mary. And right there and then, I knew exactly who it was. His tone, his accent, the love in his voice. I knew for sure that it was Jesus. I was so happy then that I couldn't help myself. I held on to him for dear life until he told me to go and tell the disciples that I'm alive. And so I did, and I told them, I have seen the Lord. Isn't that so lovely? Mary finally saw who was in front of her. And she clings to him, and of course she does. A minute ago, she thought he was dead, and now he's alive. And the Bible is so clear. The empty tomb can only mean one thing, that the impossible happened. And in the same way, Mary really did see Jesus, a Jesus she could hear and recognize and touch. We could interview another 500 or so people who saw Jesus and believed that the impossible happened. And if we gave each one of them just a few minutes, we'd be here for days hearing all that they saw and how it is that they came to believe that Jesus is alive. Now, Jesus' resurrection is 100% true, but it also changes absolutely everything. It changed people's lives back then, and it changes everything today. Mary went from being heartbroken to full of joy and hope. And we are going to see what it all means in a second. But first, we are going to sing again. We are going to sing in response to the amazing truth that on that day, the impossible happened. We're going to sing a song called Christ Our Hope in Life and Death. And as the band begin the music, we will stand and sing together. On Easter Sunday, the impossible happened. And because Jesus rose from the dead, That means that the impossible is now possible for us. Did you notice the first words that the risen Jesus directs to his disciples as we have them here in John? Peace be with you. And it's so much more than Jesus just saying, don't be alarmed or don't be scared. It's really me. You're not seeing a ghost. Although he did show them the marks in his hands and they could really tell that it was him. What Jesus also meant was that because he came back to life, his disciples can enjoy peace with God. And the reason Jesus says this, the reason he died on the cross on Friday and came back to life on Sunday, is because that is the only way that the impossible can be possible for us. You see, there's nothing we can do to have peace with God. The Bible says that God made us, but we have all rejected God and his rule in our lives. Because of sin, it is impossible for us to have peace with God and be part of his family. Our sin is all the selfish things that we do or think or say, things that are unacceptable to a good and perfect God who loves us. And I remember how earlier I challenged you to fly and touch the ceiling. How about I make it a little bit easier for you? How about just jump and touch the ceiling? Do you think you can manage that? No, some nodding heads and an actual no. Thank you, Catherine. Sadly, it is impossible for us, Catherine. You're right. How about if I make it even a little bit easier than that? What if I say, all of you go stand on that side of the church, and then you have to jump and get to that side of the church where Paul is? Do you think you could manage that? No, not even Hamish. Hamish, you're pretty tall. Tallest person I know. Eli, you're a basketball player. Maybe you? No? No, I think sadly that's also impossible for us. And it's a bit like that with God. He is so perfect and so good, and we are so full of sin. So we can't make it to where he is. The Bible says that we fall short of his standard. We would all fall short if we tried any of the things I challenged us to do. In fact, the problem with our sin is so bad, the Bible says, that we're described as dead, as spiritually dead. And the dead can't do anything, let alone have peace with God. And the worst news is that if we don't have peace with God, he will punish us for rejecting him. But the good news is that Jesus came to save us. He can make the jump and touch the ceiling. He died and rose from the dead so that all who believe in him might have peace with God. Jesus was saying to his disciples then, and he says to us today, do you remember my death? It worked. The impossible is now possible. You can enjoy perfect peace with God. And I made that possible for you. We can't meet God's standard, but Jesus did. And he wants us to enjoy peace with God through him. And that peace is the best thing ever. It means perfect friendship with God and belonging to his family and knowing that that relationship will last forever. The impossible is now possible. Through Jesus, we can live with God forever. And the wonderful message of the Easter story is that the impossible is now possible for anyone and everyone who would put their trust in Jesus. Peace with God can be yours so long as you say sorry for rejecting God and trusting that Jesus died and rose again to make the impossible possible for you. We believe that Jesus came back to life 2,000 years ago. The impossible most certainly happened. And because he's alive, the impossible is now possible for all of us. We can have peace with God, be part of his family, and live with him forever. Why don't we pray and say thank you to God for the most wonderful message of Easter? Let's pray. Dear God, we are so thankful that Jesus didn't stay dead, but that he rose again. We praise you that Jesus is alive. The facts of history and the evidence point to the truth that the impossible really happened. We thank you that by trusting in Jesus, who he is and what he did for us, we can have peace with God and belong to his family and have eternal life. Please help us to live in light of the resurrection and want to share this wonderful news with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.